Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 98 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today. As we begin our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Luke chapters 12 to 17 and John chapter 11 in the week of May the 1st to May the 7th. There is a lot to cover this week. A number of parables, a raising of someone from the dead, and of course the healing of lepers as well. So there's really a lot to get through. So we're going to have to just see what we can get through, because it's a bit of a shame that we have to rush through some of these things, but we'll see what we get to with the first episode and go from there. So we'll start at Luke 2:13. The Come Follow Me manual actually picks out some select kind of parables to look at, and which all focusing our things or our heart on eternal things. The first example is a perfect example of this. In Luke 12:13, there's an individual that comes to the Saviour and asks him, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." Now, this is interesting because, you know, the Saviour is a teacher of spiritual things. He's a teacher of how to learn about and what the kingdom of, and learn how to reach the kingdom of heaven. So to have this individual come to him and ask him to help in a temporal matter of a discussion or argument about inheritances, about earthly things, is, I mean, this individual may not have understood the purpose of the Saviour, that he's not an earthly settler of financial matters, but rather he is one that helps us to teach the way to return to enter his kingdom. And then the Saviour teaches this parable about the certain rich man. Now, before I go into that, I just want to say this quote from Elder David A. Bednar, which kind of summarizes what point is going to be made really well. He says, quote, "For example, a subtle but significant blessing we receive is the spiritual gift of gratitude that enables our appreciation for what we have to constrain desires for what we want. A grateful person is rich in contentment. An ungrateful person suffers in the poverty of endless discontentment." Close quote. Because when you first read this parable, you kind of think, well, I mean, isn't this what anyone would do when you read it? So the parable goes that there's a rich man whose ground brings forth plentifully. So this man becomes rich, although it suggests he's rich already, but then his ground brings forth plentifully. So basically this rich man becomes even richer, not because, you know, he's duped anyone out of their money or because he's dealt with anyone harshly. It's just his ground grows plentifully and he becomes even richer. And then in verse 17 it says, "And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.'" Now, if you look at the footnote, the word bestow can also mean to gather, according to the Greek. So he's thinking about how he's going to collect all this wealth, this extra wealth that he's attained. And in verse 18 it says, "And he said, 'This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow or gather all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine the ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" So this is where I think the challenge comes. There is a focus on perhaps too much on building up their own wealth. In verse 20 it says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" To read this in another, actually I'm going to read it in another translation because it just makes it a bit easier to understand. In the New International Version it says, "But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" And this is the point. I don't think what the Lord is saying is that if you build up material things in your life, or if you try to prepare things for perhaps your family and these kind of things, or for others, then that is a bad thing. But what is the issue here is that this person seems to have focused on building up material wealth, and then as a result of that said, "Oh, well, I can now enjoy myself and rest and not have to worry about anything." And then God comes to him and says, well, you're going to pass away tonight, and you're focused on building up these material things rather than, and this isn't in the parable, obviously, what I'm about to say, but rather than perhaps building up faith and testimony and strength and yourself spiritually. So you're going to leave this world, and who's going to get these physical things? It sounds like this man perhaps didn't have a family that it would benefit, or that kind of thing. So it's just this idea of focusing on the material and not focusing on the kingdom, having more priority on other matters than the Lord. And in fact, in verse 21, as it says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And this this is kind of taught in a couple of quotes I wanted to share. First of all, one of them has vanished. Oh, no, it's not. It's there. In April 1983, actually, this talk was given by Bishop Victor L. Brown. And he talked about the importance of where our treasure is. He said, quote, he shared a quote he didn't. That was the other one. We know that our list of... Contrast these with the story of a 16-year-old priest who answered the telephone one day to hear the voice of a popular disc jockey on a local radio station. He was asked a question, and when he answered it correctly, was informed he had won an expensive sports car. It seemed like a dream come true for a teenage boy. A loving bishop was concerned about what such car might do to the boy, thinking it might draw him away from all that we hold dear. He asked him about his feelings. The bishop could hardly believe his ears when the young man indicated he was not going to take the car and would accept a cash award instead. He said, now my mission is paid for. What an outstanding example of proper balance in an attitude toward worldly wealth or recognition and Christ-like values. Close quote. It's not so much the idea of wealth or gain that is a problem, but rather it is the issue of not having a focus on the eternal things, making sure that we need to develop ourselves and ourselves spiritually, as well as obviously making sure we are well provided for and we have what things we need temporarily. Elder Dieter Fuchsdorf said, quote, our Heavenly Father sees our real potential. He knows things about us that we do not know ourselves. He prompts us during our lifetime to fulfill the measure of our creation and to live a good life and to return to his presence. Why then do we devote so much of our time and energy to things that are so fleeting, so inconsequential, and so superficial? Do we refuse to see the folly in the pursuit of the trivial and transient? Close quote. This is the perfect lesson we get from this example. I think that it reminds us about the need to focus on the things that matter most. And this is really covered again in the next parable that we're going to look at. We don't really have time to look at this, though, today. So we will look at it briefly tomorrow, but it'll be interesting to see what we get through this week, because there is just so many great things to have a look at. And we've looked at one parable today, so we'll see how much we get through. Thank you so much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow, and until we meet again.